Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ended his independent presidential campaign at an event in Phoenix on Friday and endorsed Donald Trump for President of the United States. His act of self-sacrifice is one of the most difficult but pivotal decisions of his career, and it means he'll be hailed a hero to MAGA if endorsing Donald Trump helps put 45 across the finish line in November. But will it put Trump across the finish line? And just how big a sacrifice is Kennedy really making here? Kennedy's campaign was largely built on appealing to voters who disliked both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. His appeal, especially among younger voters, stemmed from his younger age, health, and a platform that resonated across party lines. However, with Biden no longer in the race, the foundation of Kennedy's campaign has weakened, and his poll numbers have dropped from double digits to 5% nationally. Kennedy's candidacy appeared more likely to harm Trump's chances rather than those of the Harris-Walz ticket. Kennedy's VP pick, Nicole Shanahan, had been hinting for days that this endorsement might come, suggesting that the Democrats' lawfare, bullying them off the ballot, and being generally anti-democratic was one of the reasons for the endorsement of Trump. A Pew Research Center poll from July revealed that nearly half of Kennedy's supporters were backing him primarily because he was neither Biden nor Trump, while about 3 in 10 cited Kennedy's personal qualities or policies as their main reason. The big question there will be how many of RFK Jr.'s supporters will make the jump to Trump. Anecdotally speaking, many hundreds of Kennedy's supporters stated affirmatively that they'll go to Trump on RFK's endorsement. Harris's elevation to the top of the Democratic ticket may have further weakened Kennedy's chances. An August Pew poll indicated that Harris has gained support at Kennedy's expense, particularly among women and non-white voters who had previously considered backing Kennedy. There is speculation that Kennedy might collaborate with a future Trump administration, and if that's the case, it would be a major coup for the Trump campaign. Kennedy seems to be angling for a health and human services role. But Trump's hardcore pro-vaccine stance might preclude Kennedy from that type of position. It could be the case that RFK could end up in some form of environmental protection role, considering his experience as a lawyer in that field. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s act of self-sacrifice will be remembered as an act of great service to his nation, and if successful will deserve a mention in future history books. Unlike Joe Biden stepping down, forced aside, Kennedy's act is one of extreme unselfishness. I've seen these decisions being made in real time, in person. In fact, I was part of one that went awry, and taught me an important lesson in setting one's ego aside, and doing what's right for your country. In 2016, during the final minutes of my libertarian presidential campaign, it became clear in an instant that I was in second place, and my friend cybersecurity maverick John McAfee would land in third to Governor Gary Johnson. In a few brief moments that went by like a flash, I turned to McAfee and suggested an alliance. He was no longer viable, and I in second place had the best chance to unseat Johnson for the nomination. I will never forget the look in his eyes, friendly, but deluded. "John, you could make me President of the United States if you join me now and endorse me," I said. "No, we will win Austin, we will win," McAfee sighed, as he wandered off mumbling to himself. A few minutes later, my supporters informed me that Gary Johnson had won. McAfee's ego wouldn't let him step aside, even if he would have preferred me to Gary. I know what a sacrifice it is, and how hard it is to disappoint your supporters and donors, and step down for the greater good. It rarely happens, but when it does, it can absolutely make the difference between a win for good, or a win for evil. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has taken a stand for good, and against evil. He knows what's at stake in this election, and what the Democrats' warmongering could lead to. His sacrifice will not go unrewarded by his supporters, and his new fans in the MAGA coalition. We may not all be in lockstep on policy. We may be a coalition akin to the island of misfit toys, with different ideas and goals, but Trump voters are all united on the understanding that by supporting Trump despite any disagreements we may have with him, we are making some sacrifices for the greater good of our country. Kennedy has made an even bigger sacrifice than normal. I appreciate him for that, and I think most freedom-loving Americans will too.